Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 2. Jesus told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field." Sent out on a mission. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As Layla walked into the grocery store, she looked down at the list her mom had given her. Buy 1 gallon of milk, a dozen eggs, a loaf of bread, and a bottle of vanilla extract. This was the first time Layla was sent on her own to the store. She was nervous, but ready. Her mom had shown her what to do: get a cart, where to find items, and who to ask if she couldn't find something. Mom walked Layla through the checkout process. The last time they were in the store, Mom even had Layla do the shopping while she watched. Now it was time for Layla to do it totally on her own, and everything went better than expected. Layla got her cart, found each item on the list, asked someone to show her where the vanilla extract was, and paid for everything at checkout. Mission accomplished. One time, Jesus sent out 72 disciples to complete a mission for him. Their mission? Go ahead of Jesus and prepare the way for his coming. Jesus trained them well. He taught them to heal the sick and announce that the Savior was coming and bringing forgiveness, peace, and life. But carrying out this mission wouldn't be easy. Some people would reject their message. Some would not welcome them into their towns. So Jesus sent them out in groups of two to help each other. They went out maybe a little nervous, but they were ready. With Jesus' help, everything went better than expected. Mission accomplished. Jesus sends out pastors and teachers today to carry out his mission, to preach and teach and share his good news with people around the world. They are well trained for this mission and eager to serve. But they can't reach everyone on their own. That's why Jesus equips and sends us to share his good news with other people too. Who better to talk to our family members and friends, to our neighbors and classmates than us? Our message? It's all Jesus, how he entered this world to save us, and he came to save them from sin and death too. Mission accomplished. Now it's our turn to share that good news with others. We might be nervous, but Jesus goes with us, and he promises to bless our work. So friends, let's go and tell others about their Savior. We fold our hands, bow our heads, and pray. Lord of the harvest, there are many people in our lives who need to hear about you. Give us the courage and the ability to tell them about you, their Savior. Bless our work that many more may come to know you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.